Book 3 Chapter 5 Love and the Spirit World Section 1. The atmosphere of the spirit world is love. We are born in love representing God, live in love, reach the destination of love by having sons and daughters, and return to God to live with Him eternal Y. In other words, our life begins with love, matures with love, and becomes harvested as the fruit of love. A person's death is the point at which the fruit of love is harvested. 298-311-1999.1.17 Death denotes a second birth at the end of our physical life. The place where we have that second birth, the place where we go after death, is the spirit world. We enter that world and receive from God, who is the third parent, a supply of true love, which represents the entire universe. The spirit world is a world where we breathe love and live in love. Therefore, if you fail to develop a character of complete true love, your path to travel freely will be restricted, and you will not be able to pass through all four directions. Even if you happen to pass through a gate, you will not be able to go any further. If you want to be qualified to live in rhythm with the four seasons regardless of time and place, you must develop a character of love NG completely during your earthly life. 298-311-1999.1.17 To die is to be reborn in God love, but in the human world they make a big fuss, saying, no, I am dying. God laughs loudly at this. Would God be happy or sad to see such people crying and lamenting? One should experience joy at the moment of going from the realm of limited love to one of unlimited love. The moment of death is the moment of a second birth. Don you think so? That path is the path of ascension S-C-U-N-G-H-A. 116-172-1982.1.1 We should overcome death. It is the process of change opening the way to a second life. Death is not a sad occasion. It is a leap into a new world, ascension. 139-214-1986.1.28 In the secular world, death signifies the end of life, but death really means to be born anew into another world. Therefore, you should not be depressed, sad, or anxious when you think of death. Instead, you should rejoice over the idea of people being reborn in spiritual triumph after having lived a life for the sake of their mission. If you become immersed in sorrow or grief, this will only pull the spirit of a person who is on the way to heaven back down to earth. Just like the moment when a baby comes out of the womb of its first mother, the Shingwa ceremony is an occasion in which a person is born into another world through the womb of the second mother, the universe. This can be compared to a wedding ceremony. This is not a sorrowful moment at all. It is like an insect emerging from its cocoon, throwing away its hard shell and taking on a new form, becoming a new being, a new essence. 49-285-1971.10.17 The reason we must die is that our body ability to love is limited. If we want to possess God true authority as His object partner of true love, our limited bodies will not suffice. This is why we have to make the transforma ion to being an incorporeal spirit. This will enable us to share the ideal of love equally with all of heaven and earth. For this reason, the moment of death is not a path of pain, but instead is the starting point of opening the gate of happiness, through which we can possess universal true love. 298-311-1999.1.17 Just as we received our parents' love, shared the love of husband and wife, and loved our children, we must collect all of God's love that has been strewn over our lifetime and take it with us to the spirit world. When a husband and wife unite and completely realize the three stages of love and go to the spirit world, they will become an eternal object partner to the eternal subject partner, God. This takes place when a husband and wife of true love pass away. They begin with God and end with God. 298-311-1999.1.17 Earthly life and life in the spirit world are not separate. Earthly life is important, and so is life in the spirit world. In other words, life in the spirit world is connected to earthly life. Both are important, but the people living on earth today are not aware of eternal life. They think that only life on this earth is important. That is the problem. Even among our Unification Church members, there are many who do not grasp that their present life affects their eternal life. 217-85-1991.4.16 Normally, human beings stay in the mother womb, are born, live on Earth for a certain period and then die. Therefore, most people fear death as they grow older. It is because they lack knowledge about the world after death that their fear and anxiety grow as they age. Blessed Family, 1062, the spirit world is a place that is totally covered with the ingredients of love. The earth is covered with air, but the spirit world is covered with love. Human beings inhale oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide on earth, but in the spirit world they live inhaling love. The love they give and receive in the spirit world is true love. 145-267, 1986.5.15 Human beings live in the womb for 10 months, in the body for 100 years, and in the spirit for eternity. 298-304, 1999.1.17 As soon as a baby is born, it cries, and at that instant it breathes through its nose, which connects it to its second world, that is, the world of air. In order to connect to and come out into the world of air, we have to destroy the umbilical cord and the water bag, where we lived in the womb. At the time of this death or destruction, the baby is born to Mother Earth. After we are born, we eat with our mouths and breathe with our noses. But the food we eat on Earth is just nutrition needed for the life of the physical body. It is not an essential element of spiritual life. The key element of life is none other than love. Therefore, we should inhale the air called love. We should breathe the air of love from our mother and father. 139-212, 1986.1.31 In the spirit world, the true parents will open the palace of love. Although there is a palace in the spirit world, the true parents must declare, "His is the palace." And then all beings in the entire spirit world will take their positions around it. The spirit world absolutely needs true parents because such a responsibility still remains unfulfilled. 205-255, 1990.9.9 When Adam and Eve reach perfect ion and go to the spirit world, they will be God body and God will be their mind. Hence, God is invisible even when you go to the spirit world. God's purpose for creating Adam and Eve was to produce perfect people who would reflect the body and mind of the substantial world. 92-147, 1977.4.1 After looking around even the back streaks of the spirit world, I found the principle of heaven and earth was something simple. In other words, the truth is simple. Where two things unite through the power of absolute energy and form a vacuum, God comes in and becomes the core of the bone marrow. Here the two parts, man love and woman love, strongly unite. This is the core of the universe. The ideal embodiments of love join together and form the axis of love. 170-170, 1987.11.15 The earthly world and the spirit world move facing each other. When the earthly world goes up, so does the spirit world. When the earthly world goes down, so does the spirit world. When one side turns, the other side turns also. So, in this life we should live life deeply, feel these things, and use them to benefit our eternal life. Our eternal life and our present life are not divided. 217-85, 1991.4.16 Where will we go eventually? What does the spirit world refer to? It is generally called the world after death. But it is not the world after death because it is a world related to love. The spirit world began with true love. Therefore, although I stand in the position of true love here and now, it is the same as being in the spirit world. This is why love is great. 144-198, 1986.4.24 God created human beings in such a way that they can live forever and intoxicate with love. Aging is not your enemy. People begin with love, live with love, and are harvested as fruits of love. At death we harvest the fruits of our love. We have received our parents and children love, shared conjugal love, and lived loving our children. These, Tajith are with God love and all other interal loves, bear fruit throughout our lives and are harvested and taken with us to the spirit world. 83-198, 1976.2.8 Ladies and gentlemen, do you know how big the spirit world is? Have you ever wondered how big the population of the spirit world might be? According to spiritual mediums, spirits are following people at the rate of about 3320 spirits per head. If you think that is the number of people on our side, do you think we will lose or win over the world? 86-192, 1976.3.28 When you go to the spirit world, countless saints and sages and countless ancestors get together for a discussion. They question and reflect, asking, "Here did you come from? Where on earth? From which country?" When friends meet, they talk about everything from their past, do they not? When you go to the spirit world, you will meet your first grandfather and tens of thousands of ancestors. When they yell harsh words at you, saying, "You brat, how did you live?" will you feel good? Think about it. 148-320, 1986.10.26 Do you have a special gift to bring with you when you go to the Heaven Y Kingdom? When you go to the spirit world, the martyred, loyal servants of God will be lined up in front of you. Do you think you will be able to confident why open the bag you have brought before them? What kind of suffering has the Unification Church gone through, and what kind of hardships have you gone through? Without having gone through at least as much suffering as they have, how can you say that you are living for the sake of the nation and the world? You have indeed suffered, but I do not think of it as suffering. That is reasonable to say. There is a path still ahead of us. We should be able to go to the spirit world, open our bag, and say, "His is the gift I have been preparing my whole life to give. Please accept it." When women marry, they take many things with them to their new home. Should you go empty-handed when you go to the Kingdom of Heaven? 32-71, 1970.6.21 Although the shell of your body gets old while on this earth, the longer you live as a husband and wife, and the more you love, the younger your spirit gets. What does this mean? It means that the longer a person lives, the more his or her spirit, which is the internal person, becomes a mature and beautiful man or woman of the highest degree. 164-101, 1987.4.26 What is life in the spirit world like? There are no worries about eating, live and gee, or clothing. Why? Because everything you desire is possible in accordance with the state of your spirit. You eat in the spirit world as well. Also in the spirit world, when you touch yourself, you will be able to feel the pulsation of your blood vessels. It is the same. Although it is a spiritual body, it is the same. 194-42, 1989.10.15 In the spirit world, you will not long for anything because nothing is missing. If you were to long for something, it would be a true person. Therefore, the meritorious servants who have made effort in order to raise a true person will naturally become sons and daughters of glory in the heavenly world. There is nothing you can be proud of except this. 30-147, 1970.3.21 Can you see your mind? The spirit world is a world where your mind takes form, and it is a world that transcends time and space. There you can eat meals whenever you want. You do not have to worry about your meals. You do not have to worry about water. Nor do you have to worry about drinking. There is no need to worry about clothes. The spirit world is a place where you rise above the need for clothing, food and shelter. Would you need cars there? Do you think there are automobile factories there? Do you think there are food, clothing or textile factories there? There are none of these. It is a place where you can move hundreds of millions of kilometers in an instant. But by what force? By the force of love. If you say you want to see your loved one, he will appear before you. 210-225, 1990.12.23 When you go to the spirit world, you can go everywhere because there is nothing that can block your movement there. A being with the original characteristics of God should not be blocked. You should be able to travel everywhere. Because the spirit world transcends time and space, people who lived hundreds of millions of years ago are still there now. They can also be any age they want. You can meet as many people as you want to in the spirit world. 194-132, 1989.10.17 When you go to the spirit world, you will notice that it resembles a Puran. God, who is the subject, and spirit world, which resembles one big person, will be united. Then the entire spiritual and physical worlds will become euphoric. When God jumps, so will the earth, and when God laughs, so will the earth. That is how it should be. When you look at the spirit world, you will see that it is structured like one big person. 91-279, 1977.2.27 In the spirit world, you do not need explanations or to make excuses. You can sense what is going on immediate why at the slightest indication. You can sense whether someone is below, next to or above you. In other words, you know the hierarchy of love. This hierarchy is absolute. Whoever is in a higher position naturally stands in this position according to that hierarchy. It is different from the earthly world. Those who have used deceit and slander to succeed will find their situation turned around. They will face failure. This is why I tell you to follow the right way. 194-132, 1989.10.17 What are you going to do in your lives? Let us leave behind a mound of love. If you have lived in a mound of love, you will have no regrets. Such a life will succeed forever. If you die after having lived this way, God will bless you, and upon your arrival to the spirit world, God will come out with his sons and daughters to welcome you. 97-167, 1978.3.12 In the spirit world, you cannot eat if you do not have God love. You do not have the right to eat. Hell is a place where you cannot eat even though you can see the food, and you cannot act even though you know what to do. Only those who have led a life while on earth in which their spirit and body become one in God love can possess the eternal world of the ideal or own the heavenly kingdom. 91-173, 1977.2.6 In the spirit world, you need to love God more than the world, your nation, your wife or your child. Those who have achieved the highest level of character in the realm of love will be able to exercise God authority in that world. 91-173, 1977.2.6 The spirit world is composed of the air of love. Everything has to be born through love. You should live in love, and through living for the sake of others, become filled with love. Only then, will you be the substantial being of God hope that he has longed for throughout history, and be welcomed wherever you go in the kingdom of heaven. Family training is preparation for you to enter the kingdom of heaven. 143-71, 1986.3.15 Those who expand their family training in four directions, creating a realm in which love is practiced, will go directly to the kingdom of heaven. 143-71, 1986.3.15 Because the spirit world is infinite why vast, you can travel even millions of kilometers instantly centered on love. Love is the fastest. 216-192, 1991.3.31 Compared to the spirit world, earth is like a speck of dust. You do not realize how immense the spirit world is. It is an infinite world that transcends time and space. Also, if you say, if there is a person who was born, lived and died on earth in such and such an age with such and such a heart, please come forward. That person instantly appears. It is a world where your intuitive senses become reality. 224-105, 1991.11.23 The spirit world is such a beautiful world that you never tire of looking at it even after 1,000 years. You cannot even imagine it. Even the best things in this world are nothing in comparison. They do not even match a small corner of the spirit world. So, earth holds no interest for me. Honestly speaking, I want to go back because this earth does not fit my purpose. 15-149, 1965.10.7 In the spirit world when God looks at you, if your heart is filled with love, you shine brighter and brighter. In God's eyes, this light looks more beautiful than the light of a diamond. Also, he relishes this light, and the more he looks at it, the more he loves it. This is the reason God uses the term of 103-27, 1979.1.28 The air in the spirit world is love. Love is the essence of life. In that world, you do not just breathe through your nostrils but also through the top of your head and through all your cells. Thus, if you want to live a full life in the spirit world, you have to completely develop a character of love during your earthly life. 112-205, 1981.4.12 When you go to the spirit world, you will find that those who have deeply experienced in their family life the love of parents, husband and wife, brothers and sisters, and children will enjoy a great deal of freedom. They can go anywhere in any direction without restrictions. Conversely, those who have no experience of love are narrow-minded, and in the spirit world they are isolated and have no freedom. Blessed Family, 1062, in the spirit world, God love is law. 98-35, 1978.4.8 The spirit world is an eternal place that seeks eternal elements. Hence, a spirit that has deeply experienced love will surely go to that world automatically, as if being drawn by a magnet. What kind of place is the spirit world? It is a world of harmony where everything is made of love and packed with love. Today, people, whoever they may be, want to make a relationship of love. They desire this in order to be in rhythm with the spirit world. 122-16, 1981.3.15 There is not a single person who is not moved by the power of love, and there is not a single person who does not become an object partner to the power of love. There is not anyone who would not answer when asked with love. Love can call upon everything to make it possible, and love has the power to make things reappear. Therefore, the spirit world is a world of free and unrestricted movement where a heart filled with love makes everything possible. 112-219, 1981.4.12 You have to unite the spirit world. A person who is unable to control the spirit world cannot unite the earth. Heavenly fortune comes from heaven, so how can those who are unable to control heaven unite the world? Therefore, before unifying the earth, we must unify the spirit world. 191-204, 1989.6.24 You are resurrected human beings of history who have been born from your ancestors, resembling them. How long has history been going on? It has been said that it has been hundreds of thousands of years. After all, history has been working to create this one person that is you. If you are a Kim, the countless ancestors of the Kim family have come and gone in order for you to be born. So, we are the fruit of history. 46-154, 1971.8.13 After your grandfather and grandmother pass away, you have to visit them at their graves. Thinking of them as God, you should visit them at their graves. 220-349, 1991.10.20 So far, people in the spirit world have been divided. In the spirit world things do not connect horizontally. They partly connect in a vertical way. 218-124, 1991.7.14 In the spirit world, since all kinds of people are gathered together, including murderers and their victims, the victims try to take revenge, fighting with knives against the perpetrators. This is why there are so many barriers block NG the way. Thus, evil spirits sometimes go to their enemies' descendants on earth and cause them to have fatal accidents. Things like this happen, and so these problems must all be resolved. These problems must first be resolved in the earthly world. In resolving them, you on earth have to offer a better solution, a more pleasing offering. These problems will not be resolved unless you give those spirits with resentment something they want which is of more importance to them than someone's death, more important than whatever it was that caused them to have enmity. 191-204, 1989.6.24 Where do people go? They go towards the spirit world. The spirit world is like the sea. People have no choice but to go to the spirit world. Just as there are currents in the sea, there is unparalleled harmony taking place there. In the sea, the tidal currents bring beings of harmony and change that are not found in fresh water. Just as there are countless fish families in the sea, there are countless new families of heaven and earth in spirit world. It is the same when you go to the spirit world. 141-306, 1986.3.2 Section 2. We should develop a loving character during our earthly life. How important is your life on earth? You only live once. It is a short moment, but you only live once. Compared to eternal life, earthly life is but a point in time. It is too short. During this period, you need to prepare for the spirit world where you will live after earthly life. With this idea you should stand in the center and control and overcome everything. Otherwise, you cannot achieve perfection. You should know this. 207-99, 1990.11.1 WOULDN It be simple if a person ceased to exist at the end of his or her earthly life. However, people are meant to live eternally. They are meant to live eternally. This is good, but it is also a big problem. People are meant to live eternally. You do not know this because you have not had any spiritual experiences. But those who have had spiritual experiences can meet everyone, all the way from Adam to ancestors of thousands of years ago. 159-277, 1968.5.19. You should realize what a precious time it is to have your physical body. It is only during this time that you are able to resurrect God, resurrect the universe, and unify all of heaven and earth. Even God and all things united together cannot be exchanged for the physical world. Why? Because without the existence of a human being with a physical body, perfection cannot be achieved, even if God and the universe were to be united as one. You must realize how precious the human body is. Our body cannot be exchanged for the universe. This is why these words from the Bible make sense, or what does it profit a man, to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? 91-190, 1977.2.13. If you have lived two-thirds or more of your life in sin, can you throw off all two-thirds of it? No, you cannot throw it off. It will stay with you. 34-139, 1970.8.30. You should imagine that you are taking a picture of your mind and looking at the photo. 19-25, 1967.12.10. Perfection is achieved on earth but not in the spirit world. It is possible to achieve perfection on earth through true love but not in the spirit world. 217-130, 1991.5.12. Do you have the confidence that you will be around tomorrow morning to wear the shoes you took off last night? No matter how busy you are, there is nothing in this world that is more important than the question of eternal life. So there is nothing that is more serious in this world than the business of settling the issue of eternal life. 10-249, 1960.10.21. People of faith today do not know the law of indemnity. There are many who seek to go to the heavenly kingdom without fulfilling the necessary obligations. At the same time, there is no one who says that he will go to the heavenly kingdom only after taking responsible tithe, through liquidating historical sins to pay indemnity, in order to arrive there. This is why, during our life on earth, when we have our bodies, we should take responsibility to establish the conditions to resolve everything that has gone wrong in history. Those who went to the spirit world without indemnifying their sins while they had their bodies must return to earth and pay indemnity. All the spirits of the historical ages up until now arrived to the spirit world without having been able to sufficiently pay indemnity, and thus they violated that law. Therefore, they are destined to return from the spirit world to try again to establish the conditions of indemnity. Why? What is the one advantage that the people living on earth have over those in the spirit world? It is the fact that they have a body, with which they can direct why establish a condition of indemnity. 80-93, 1975.10.19. You should know clearly whether you are a group bound for the kingdom of heaven or a group bound for hell. Reverend Moon is someone who knows the spirit world well. It is a place where all sorts of people come, live and go. There is not a single person who can avoid death. Death cannot be avoided. People live here on earth for a while and then go, and in doing so, those who have lived for their own sake will turn around and go to hell, and those who have lived for the sake of others will turn around and go to the kingdom of heaven. These two worlds separate at the time of death. 203-99, 1990.6.17. The place called hell is a place where, once you get trapped there, you cannot get out for eternity. Nevertheless, you do not truly realize the fact that your mother, father, and relatives are going to hell. You just say, things will work out somehow, and that is it. But try thinking that your beloved parents really are going to hell. Should you find out that your parents were going to prison, you would cry your heart out and try to get them out by doing all kinds of things, WOULDNU. This is how human affection goes. Then, in the same way, if you know that your sons and daughters, parents, relatives, and brothers and sisters, who are connected to you through heavenly affection, are going to hell from which there is no escape, WOULDNU, have the same kind of reaction. 34-266, 1970.9.13. When you relate to people, do not try to use them or think about making a profit from them. You must not do this. Once a person's original nature is crushed, it takes from half a year to 3 years to repair it. So your actions are something you should fear. There is no hell that is as awful as this hell. Those who know this do not even think about exploiting other people. 204-304, 1990.7.11 You should not speak ill of beggars or disabled people you see on the street. You should wonder whether your spirit is not in the same condition as they are. 10-249, 1969.10.21 Why do you have to get married? You get married in order to experience parental love, conjugal love, and children love. Then, why are these necessary? The spirit world is a place that is filled with the atmosphere of love. You need a family to help train you to follow the rhythm of the spirit world. Those who arrive there without having experienced this will be unable to follow the beat. Such people are like those who are without a nose to smell the air of love. Blessed Family, 1062, the love relationship between parents and children is vertical, a love relationship between husband and wife is horizontal, and the love relationship among brothers and sisters is spherical. These three relationships are different. Therefore, only when you have an experience of deep love in these three different ways on earth, will you be able to turn without restriction vertically, horizon ally, and in a circle in the spirit world. For instance, those who have not tasked deep parental love when they were young, because their parents died, are rather tragic people because they are missing a very important experience of love. Those who have not experienced conjugal relationships will be very miserable in the spirit world because they are lacking an important part of life. Likewise, those who are without brothers or sisters will be in a lonely position, unable to live a complete life in the spirit world, since they will lack love that can spread in all directions. Blessed Family, 1062, in the spirit world, those who have had enough love for their parents, brothers and sisters, spouse, and children, that is, those who have had a deep experience of love in their family life, will be able to enjoy a lot of freedom. They will be able to go wherever they want, in any direction, without restrictions. Conversely, those who have had no experience of love, as well as those who are narrow-minded, will find themselves isolated and alone in the spirit world with no freedom whatsoever. Blessed Family, 1062, you should raise and leave behind respectable children when you pass away. In the future these children will all go to the spirit world. In the spirit world, they will be people of the heavenly kingdom. When you think about how many people you have offered as people of the heavenly kingdom, you will see that although your job was painful on earth, it became a noble path of glory in the world of eternity. 218-319, 1991.8.22 When you go to the spirit world, you will find out that the accomplishments of great people who have gone to the spirit world are considered as valuable accomplishments only on earth. What kind of place is earth? It is a factory to produce the people of the heavenly kingdom. Do you understand? Heaven is immense and unchanging. It is infinite. It is so large. People have been coming and going for hundreds of millions of years, but we do not know where they are. This is how large it is. So even if each Puran produces 100 children, there is no overproduction because heaven is so large. It is a world that can accommodate everyone. So, should you practice birth control or not? When you go to the spirit world, the question you will face is how many people of the heavenly kingdom are you bringing with you? You should know that when you bring many true sons and daughters of the heavenly kingdom, they are to your advantage towards earning you honor and determining your rank in the heavenly world. 202-38, 1990.5.1 In the spirit world and the future, your ownership is determined by how many people of the heavenly kingdom you bring. These are your possessions. These are eternal possessions. 218-227, 1991.8.19 In the spirit world there is no multiplication of children. Because God is standing in the position of the vertical parent and there is only one axis, there is only one meeting point. 221-204, 1991.10.24 If you make a serious mistake, you have to live in protective confinement in the spirit world. To get out of such a place, you have to wait for thousands of years. Those who are blessed, and make a serious mistake, do not you think your sons and daughters will say to you in the future, Other, why did make me this way? Why did you drag me here? Do you think your sons and daughters will keep quiet? Your families are at different levels. So, you will go to the place that is appropriate for your level and stay there for a long time. Then, Your ancestors and sons and daughters will accuse you saying, "Why did you do it? Why could not you do better? What is that?" You will have to stay there as long as you fall under their accusation. This is not easy. So this is why you should do well while on earth. 207-99-1990.11.1 You were born from your parents. Next, what is more fundamental is that you were born from God by borrowing your mother womb. You are to go and find the true parents through universal parents and your physical parents. Your physical parents are parents of passage. So the moment of death is a time of joy when you go to meet the true parents. The true love of the true parents is there. That place is called the Heavenly Kingdom in heaven. The considered NG element of that place is love, and it is filled with parental love. That love is not for your own sake, but rather it is a love through which you can abide by the law under the principle of service and sacrifice. To receive a passing grade, you must love the universe and love humankind. The earthly life is a training ground for such love. You should know that this is the fundamental core of the universe. If while you are alive on earth you practice love with such an outlook, pass your assessment with honors and then go to the spirit world, you will surely return to God. This is the conclusion. 105-108-1979.9.30 When you go to the spirit world, you will surely receive fair repayment for what you have done. For blessed families, the door to the heavenly kingdom will open for you because you are blessed by me. But in making your way forward, as you ride along the rail of heart, you need to be pulled toward the heavenly spirit world. Because that world is the world of love, you can enter it only when your heart harmonizes with it. So, it makes me wonder whether you are destined to go through many stages of judgment when such a world is revealed. 70-170-1974.2.9 A person is born in order to bear the fruit of love on earth. Our purpose on earth is to bear the fruit of love which God desires. This is why our life is short. It is one season. It is short, do you understand? 130-158-1984.1.8 Do not assume that you will live until you are 100 years old. Even if you live for 70 years, if you work three times harder, you will have lived for 210 years. Think like that. If you work 10 times harder, you will have lived for 700 years. If you work 20 times harder, you will have lived for 1400 years. Work 24 hours a day, constantly, throughout your whole life. Only then will you bear fruit in the spirit world and possess a large reservoir of love. You will have a great wealth of love. Your assets of love will be many and your stage of operation will be broad. 102-38-1978.11.19 Fish cannot live outside of water. Water is essential for life. A fish living in the river should not just stay in the river. It has to go back and forth to the sea as well. Why does it have to do that? It is because freshwater fish cannot produce their young without having tasted seawater. They have to experience this. Do you know this? Also, fish living in the sea have to go to fresh water and taste it to be able to produce their young. They have to go through the two worlds. 210-128-1990.12.17 Likewise, the earth and the spirit world are not two separate worlds. You need to have the qualities that enable you to live in the two worlds. 177-274-1988.5.20